We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Pickett under duress, throws it for the goal line, touchdown, and that's Mr. Addison. Thank you very much. From 28 out, he was wide open. The ball was underthrown, but it didn't matter because Taylor, the weak side backer, was late in getting there.
Very descriptive from Bill Hillgrove there.
Is it necessary to say the ball was underthrown? The man threw six touchdown passes.
That was Addison's third? I mean, Hillgrove's a Hall of Famer, and I don't want to put him in an awkward spot. I didn't listen to that clip.
Six
probably
tutters,
should have
man.
Before we played it. Kenny Pickett is back with us. He's brought to you by the Feeney Agency of Erie Insurance. Oh, this blows. I didn't want to start on this note.
Why did you do that?
I don't know.
You are Mr. Meticulous. You go through the game plan every day, and yet this was an oversight.
Kenny,
you.
Did you feel like that touchdown pass was underthrown?
You
want to quibble with that?
I was fading backwards, so I got to put more on it. Bill was right on that one.
I mean, I think the ends justify the means here, Kenny. The ball was caught.
Touchdowns are touchdowns, so I'll take it.
Yeah, the box score or the stat sheet doesn't have a little asterisk that says, well, actually, this one was underthrown.
He threw five touchdowns and then a six that we're going to make sure you know was underthrown, as a matter of fact.
Kenny, we try to do good vibes with you, man. We don't like to do, like, gotcha interviews and, like, hard-pressing, like, put you in corners and stuff like that. I hope you know that about us.
Oh, I got you guys.
I want to ask you, for starters, just, you know, coming out of that game, how you feel about things right now.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a tough loss. So, you know, the sense of urgency gets picked up in practice this week. We want to make sure that we have our best performance of the season in this week four matchup with New Hampshire.
What do you this is another kind of, and I've never been in the situation, you know, to be a high-level athlete, to be a quarterback who throws six touchdowns where you don't get the win. What do you say to your guys on offense after that? Because by almost any objective measure, you put up 41 points. That's a pretty darn good day at the office. So how do you balance, hey, we did a pretty good job here, but yeah, the game didn't end up the way we wanted?
Yeah, I think when you watch the film and you see how much we left out there, and, you know, the possibility of how many points we feel like we left out there. You know, that obviously stings a little bit when you lose by, you know, a small amount. So we want to, you know, maximize every opportunity we get and put more points up on the board.
Do you guys have, like, a hard and fast goal every game, like a certain number you're always shooting for in any given game, any given opponent that you want to put out there on the board?
We feel like 50 is a goal. I feel like we should win every game we're in if we put 50 up. That's just the kind of, you know, we're striving for greatness, and, you know, if you land a bit short of that, then, you know, you'll still be on a good track. So, but, you know, 50 is a goal. We hit it once, you know, been in the 40s twice. So we're hoping to get back up there this week.
Kenny Pickett brought to you by Dr. John Bush, DMD at PittsburghSmiles.com. Kenny, everyone knows about your decision to come back to Pitt, how it weighed on you. You spent a lot of time weighing the pros and cons of coming back for another season or going to the NFL. I wonder, and we've gotten to know each other a little bit doing this show, when that game ends, do you think to yourself, man, this is not what I came back to Pitt for? Like, does that thought even cross Kenny Pickett's mind?
No, not at all. I mean, I told you guys once I made the decision, I was all in on being, you know, the quarterback here at the University of Pittsburgh and just trying to win every single game. You know, the thought was, you know, what do we have to fix? What do we have to get better at? And, you know, we need to go out and win this week. So that's the only thing that's really been on my mind.
Kenny, I think Pat, in his post-game remarks, or it might have been during the week, actually, it might have been with a day kind of hindsight, in fact, I think it was, said, you don't ever want to be, you know, talking, coming off of a loss, but it's better to maybe get it out of the way non-conference early in the season than later if you're challenging for a Coastal title.
Yeah, not an ACC loss
right, sort
of deal.
How do you feel? Is that sort of the way you feel? Can you describe that? I know you don't ever want to lose this kind of a game, but do you still try to find that silver lining a little bit there?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's silver linings in everything, and I think that's a good point. You know, you don't want to lose any game as a competitor. But listen, it's early in the season. We lost this one. So this will motivate us for the rest of the year, not to take anyone lightly and to go out there and handle our business and bring our best every week.
But you told us last Wednesday you didn't feel like you were taking these guys lightly. You were talking about how great the practices were before this game, right? That's the surprising part.
Really didn't. I thought we had our best week of practices last week. You know, going into that week, I really thought our guys were focused and we were locked into our game plan. You know, I think we executed well on offense, but like I said, there was times where we left some things out there and we just need to be a little bit better there.
What's the one or what's the thing that you're talking about there that you looked back on Sunday or Monday and you're like, son of a gun with this?
Yeah, just wasting drives. We had a couple three and outs. So, you know, obviously that kills, you know, momentum. It hurts the defense having to go back out there quick. So it's something we want to improve on and obviously started faster. I think the first drive we were three and out, but obviously came back with a big one to Jordan, which was good to see. Those are the things we're going to be working on this week.
What's Kenny Pickett's sort of self-evaluation? Like, obviously, Andrew and I, as I'm sure you could probably guess, after every show, we're just beating ourselves up. You know, what could we have done better to make it more entertaining? So you look at the film. What's the first thing you're saying about specifically your performance in that game? How are you kind of taking it all in and evaluating it? I know you just said there was stuff you left out there, but, you know, kind of what else was there when you watched the tape?
Yeah, the three and outs, and then the second, or actually first, I put this first, but in front of the three and outs was the turnovers. Obviously can't have it. It starts with me with the interception, the fumble. So, I got to be a lot better there, and I'll turn the ball over and help our defense out.
Is Kenny Pickett the kind of guy that's easy to be around after a loss like this? Or do you put it behind you quickly and take everything in stride? And if somebody saw you at the facilities on Monday, they wouldn't know if you won the game by 40 the day before or lost by 40. What's Kenny Pickett like in situations like this?
I think the key to this thing is just what I've learned and what I've seen from the best guys that I've seen handle it is really just the 24-hour rule after a win or a loss. You got 24 hours either to enjoy it or to be upset about it and not happy. And then once that 24 hours are up, it's on to the next week. And, there's another challenge, another task at hand. So I think that's that's the best way to do it. But you can definitely tell a difference, you know, in myself after a loss or a win.
Was the 24 hours like a pissed off Kenny Pickett or like a depressed, sad Kenny? Like what was?
No, depressed or sad. You know, I was definitely angry that we dropped that game. Obviously it's unacceptable and it's something that we need to fix. And, we just got to keep improving.
What's Pat Narduzzi's sort of demeanor after situations like this when there is a loss that's maybe a little bit unexpected game? You know, you guys are quote-unquote the favorites or you are the favorites and people have an expectation. Is he somebody that's trying to build you guys back up? How does he sort of handle the first day or two after a game like this?
Yeah, I really admire the way he handles it. Obviously all eyes are on him and, you know, he's the head coach of the team, so, you know, he takes all the blame. I feel a lot of times it shouldn't be on him. There's things that we have to handle, we have some older guys in this team and we need people to step up and play. But I think he's really done a great job of handling it. Obviously, he's not happy either after a loss like that, but he does a great job of coming in with great energy, picking guys up, and moving our focus on to the next week.
Kenny, the good thing about a show like this is that it gives you a weekly platform to talk about yourself, your teammates, the program. It gives you a voice. You know, this NIL stuff has opened things up for opportunities like this. So I guess what you can do here, if you want, is, you know, this can be used as kind of a platform to speak to fans right now, because I don't know if this is something that you're cognizant of or aware of, but, like, when you're at the game on Saturday, you guys are 2-0. You just played in front of 80,000 against Tennessee the week before. And you get out there and there's like 25,000 people there. Does Kenny Pickett want to see more fans at games? Do you want to put that plea out there? Is it something that you don't even think about or notice? Give us your take on that, Kenny.
Honestly, guys, I have so much to worry about with the team and my responsibilities that, you know, I really just want to, you know, say thank you to those people that do support us and do come out. To the games, I really appreciate it. I know our whole team appreciates it. Those that come, I think they do a great job. So, you know, thank you to all the people who come and, we'll go out there and get this next one for you.
Do you feel like those fans can make a difference when they're at the game?
Absolutely. I mean, we love the energy and I think our student section does a great job, and you know, I love seeing the friends and family in the stands too. You know, all my teammates and my family as well that come out. I think it makes a huge difference when you have your, you know, home crowd there with you. You know, obviously versus last year with an empty stadium because of COVID.
Does Kenny sing along to Sweet Caroline?
Well, you know, in our workouts, we'll be doing like they call it like a finisher during the winter workouts, and we'll be either doing like wall sits or something that, you know, involves some pain, and you'll be singing it. So it goes back to you flash back to those times of the struggle in the workout. So, of course, I'll be singing along in the fourth quarter.
So wait a minute. You're doing wall sits. Your quads are ready to explode, and you're going,
Neil
touching
Diamond.
Me!
Here comes Neil Diamond blaring through.
Oh, my. I cannot think of many songs that would get me less hyped to finish wall sits than that particular song. I gotta be honest about that.
Yeah, well, you know, we got pretty hyped because if we didn't sing it loud enough, that thing was starting over again. So we all we all got pretty excited when we heard that song.
Wait a minute. The song is the timer for whatever you're doing?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
We're loud enough that thing's getting started over again.
Well, thank God they don't use Stairway to Heaven.
You guys might have to help me with this, Chris Donnie. I think I heard Herb Street say on the Penn State game that Sweet Caroline is Penn State's tradition. Did I hear that right?
It's the Red Sox tradition,
but
in
Penn
baseball.
State plays it too.
No, they play that stupid Zombie Nation song.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that. Hate that song.
They do play Sweet Caroline, Donnie.
Dude, when I went there, though, they played Seven Nation Army. They take everything and say it's their song up there. What they don't take is national championships.
All right, Kenny, we'll leave it there. Good luck against New Hampshire. Try for 7 touchdowns this week. How about that?
Sounds good, guys. Appreciate it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.